الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى وتدمو حيانا. A woman deserving of an accolade, a woman of many sacrifices and marvelous achievements. She is a mother of 6 and a grandmother of 16. This is her story. Married and residing in Brits with her 6 children, living a happy, contented life, what more could she ask for? Not realizing that this day, the 10th of August 1986, would be a day to change her life. Receiving a phone call informing her of the death of her husband, who at the time was travelling to an ijtema in Klerksdorp, the accident causing 2 deaths. A widow at the age of 32, her life was now launched into a position which was all that her children had. After passing through her ijtema period, many family relatives willed to help her in any way possible due to the warmth and care that they spread towards her. Many opened their homes, welcoming her, as now life for her would not be easy with her family to take care of, the eldest being 12 and the youngest just 6 months. However, wisely enough, she settled on the decision of staying on in Brits so as not to uproot the children from their surroundings and to keep the bond with their cousins and family. During this time, she needed a sense of her own independence, so it was then that she obtained her driver's license and opened a home industry where orders for cakes and fancy baking were taken and she would supply to people so as to supplement her income, all the while sacrificing towards the education and upbringing of her children, where during the early hours of the morning, taking them for their hifz class to the masjid and thereafter carting them off to school, at the same time caring for her elderly father-in-law. With the help of a family member, she then opened a nursery school and would teach from home. As the years went by, alhamdulillah, all 5 sons are huffaz and 4 are alims. Together with this, her daughter studied B.Ed. Today, all her children are married and she is a grandmother to 16 grandchildren. Until recently, she still resided in Brits, but fortunate that she is, for the past 6 months, has been residing in Medina Munawwara. Prior to her departure for Medina and during her last 2 to 3 years of residence in Brits, she has been caring for her elderly mother, who through the will of Allah had been bedridden. Upon their departure, she travelled along with them to Medina and was cared for by Sister Rukaya until she had to leave this world and is buried in Jannatul Baqi. Highlighted in the above is her strength and patience. May Allah reward her abundantly, for indeed in her sacrifices are her children's lives successful today.
كيف أمسى حجرك الهاني سريرا يحتويني وحدا منك يسري نم صغير.
الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليوننا ذكرى الحزم حيانا.
Hailing from a small city in Zimbabwe comes my woman of wonder, my beloved mother. A young girl who grew up as a Christian and had the responsibility of raising her 3 siblings because her mother had a very tiresome, demanding job and would leave early morning and return late at night. My mum lived on a farm where she would fetch the eggs from the fowl run, bring water and tend to the gardens too. She loved reading and because she doubted her faith, began her quest for the right religion. From book to book, person to person, my mum began. Finally, she had the honour of being introduced to the most perfect book, Al-Quran. She would secretly go for Islamic classes, as her mother abhorred the idea of any other religion but Christianity. Losing her father came as a big shock to her as a young girl, and she struggled for a while to regain her confidence. Eventually, my mum told her mother she had accepted Islam and had no choice but to move out of the house due to non-acceptance and the difficulty in staying in a nafaq environment. At the age of 22, my mother married my dad, who was born Muslim, and his parents did not accept my mum into their home due to her not being one of us. Mum became a very successful modern businesswoman. She noticed other Muslim women were not practical, and she too made that mistake. After I had finished school, I decided to enroll at the girls' Darul Uloom in Azharville, after my parents wanted me in their printing business. I left home, things began to change. I used to write faxes home, giving dawah to the right way of living. I also began wearing parda. My sister left home too and joined me the following year. My mother made continuous duas to sell the business, which my father disagreed every time mom mentioned it. Eventually, through Almighty's kindness, they sold the business 3 years later to come and settle in Azharville, just to do our khidmat, as we now became day scholars. Alhamdulillah, my mother is in full parda. Myself and my sister qualified as alimas. My grandmother finally accepted Islam at her daughter's hand, my mother. My mother's sister too became a Muslim and has passed away. Today, my mom is our family's backbone. Her strictness for performing salah, observing parda, bringing up our children the right way, and mostly always reminding us both to always fear Allah. My sister and I both teach in Maktab and in the same Darul Uloom, while our parents continue doing our khidmat, looking after our three children, their grandchildren, while we are away. Both my mum and dad are strict followers of Islam, and through my mother's dua and sacrifice, we have grown up to be practical in our homes with our children. May Almighty give them both long lives filled with happiness, good health, and continue being behind us as our true guides in Islam. Ameen.
كيف تجرينا لضمي كلما نجيت أمي خبريني حين كنت ترضيني
الحب حياكم والشوق حيانا ليون لا ذكرى.
I am a 28-year-old woman, married with two beautiful children. I have a speech problem which sometimes is so bad that the words cannot even come out. My mouth gets locked and my breath chokes me. This is my story of confidence to all the people that have a stutter. It all started out for me at the age of 8 years, when my dad and I used to go house to house selling pittas. I used to knock on the customer's door, and when they opened, I couldn't even say a word. In school, I used to make excuses not to say speeches or read anything aloud. At the age of 13 years, I found a part-time job as a saleswoman, which helped me build up my confidence. My parents never believed in taking me for therapy. At the age of 19 years, I qualified as a professional international beauty therapist. At the age of 21 years, I got married. Going into an unknown family made me very nervous. With a lot of ups and downs in my life, I started out doing beauty work at people's homes. Slowly, I started buying all my beauty equipment. In 2006, I started my own in-home beauty spa. Shukr to Allah, I had already built up my clientele. My speech took its toll once again because of the stress I was under. I had to control myself and relax when I spoke. I knew I would lose my clients if I didn't do that. In 2008, I bought my first brand new car. In January 2009, I had my second daughter after 5 years. Recently, my 5-year-old daughter took part in a speech contest. Seeing her on stage brought tears to my eyes. I am starting my second business from home also. I just want to say that Allah has blessed me with a lot, and although sometimes it's difficult to speak, I make shukr that I am normal and healthy. I also thank Allah for my husband who is so patient. Your sister, Firoza.
قد كفى عمري ضيان يا عيوني حدثيني حينما كنت صغيرا كيف أمسى حجرك الهاني سريرا يحتويني وحدا نم صغيري نم بحجري نم هنيئا أنت عمري خبريني كيف نادت الحمامة.